weeks. And it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Fern Abbott. And Fern, of course, is English. You'll be able to tell from her accent, and she's very concerned about what's happening to Great Britain, what's happening to Europe. And you must understand what is happening in Europe is simply foreshadowing what's happening here in the United States. You see, there is a master plan. You're not to be told about it. Although they hide it in plain sight on the back of your dollar bill, there beneath the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye of the emblem of the ancient mystery religions is the slogan, Novus Ordo Seclorum. President Bush told you about it in his second inaugural speech when he said, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Well, what was the ancient hope? Why, it was the New Order of the Ages. And what's the New Order of the Ages? You go to your computer, you Google in New Order of the Ages, it comes back, Novus Ordo Seclorum. This new secular world, this one world government that has been the goal of the Luciferians and of the ancient mystery religions since its inception. Now, of course, this is being enacted today. The European Union has been created, and all by a lie. They lied to the people of Europe and to the people of England. Oh, this is just about trade. It's only going to, we're all going to benefit if we have more trade. What's wrong with helping people and making jobs and making everybody more prosperous? But that wasn't what they intended, of course. They simply lied. They wanted a common currency, a common government. They want a ruling aristocracy, a return to a feudal system, and you and I will simply be slaves in that. Well, of course, what is happening in Europe and Great Britain is simply a prototype, and as I said, foreshadows what is happening here and in the North American continent. That's what our immigration bill is really all about. That's what CAFTA is really all about. Oh, it's all about trade. No, it's not all about trade. It's building a North American community, and then from the North American community, we will unite into this one world government. But we can't tell the stupid American people that, because they don't understand what's really good for them. We have a ruling elite, not only in America, but throughout the world. Here in America, one of the major organizations, the Trilateral Commission, and you can see what it's all about. You go to your computer and you type in trilateral.org, and look at their logo. It's a circle with three sixes. And if you look closely, where the sixes join together in the middle, an upside-down broken cross. Fern Abbott, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, tell us, how did you get involved? Why are you concerned about what's happening in Great Britain?
Well,
and you speak up a little louder. Don't be afraid.
Okay. Well, first of all, introducing me, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm a housewife and a mother. I'm not a campaign director. I'm not a politician. I haven't any connections with military, anything like that. I'm just a person, and it's my country. I've never been interested in politics until I walked into a very, very small store and saw a little sticker in the store on the wall, and it said, Save the Pound. This was way back in 1998. I had no idea what it was about. No idea at all, like so many people. I asked the storekeeper, and he told me, and I said, oh, my goodness, I had no idea. I sent off for some information, and I've been at it ever since. I've had tons of paper, printing, photocopies, information packs, you name it. I've been giving it out everywhere.
Well, and, of course, this is all part of the effort to force us to change our weights and measures.
Exactly, yes. That's one of the first things that we noticed was in 2001 when we woke up one morning and suddenly it was illegal to sell anything by the pound an ounce. It was sleezed in, this measure was sleezed in through the Parliament during the Christmas break. And suddenly, although we'd had metric measures on prepackaged goods, they'd got us well used to that, having the dual measurements, whatever. Suddenly, it was actually illegal, and some of our storekeepers were actually prosecuted for this.
So they prosecute you for the terrible crime of selling in pounds rather than in kilograms. And people say, well, why is this important? Why it is important is because they intend to regulate every aspect of human endeavor. They want total control over our lives. They want to change our way of thinking from pounds to metric, from, you know, from miles to kilometers and all of this sort of thing. But more than that, they want to control our property. They want to control our religion. They want to control our very souls. That's what it's all about, a massive nameless bureaucracy that will regulate every aspect of human endeavor, and, of course, motivated, in my belief, by dark and sinister spiritual forces. Are you out there in the listening audience ready to give up your freedom? If it can happen in Europe, how soon will it be happening here? It is happening here. That's what the immigration bill is all about. It is simply to destroy the United States, to create a multicultural, multilingual society. 60% of the people in Nicaragua want to come to the United States, and they're all going to be able to come under this amazing bill. 70% of the people in Peru want to come to America. They're good people. But can we afford to give them all Social Security? And when they bring in their parents, they get Social Security automatically. Can we afford to give them, you know, anybody here who doesn't make enough money gets a $2,400 reward. If you're not making at least $30,000 a year, why, you get this special benefit. You get $2,400. Can we afford to give that to everybody in the world when we're already running massive deficits? So, Fern, what's happening in Great Britain at the present time?
Well, basically, because I live in both countries and spend a lot of time in each place, I'm seeing exactly the same picture in each country. I was absolutely appalled when I discovered that America was going down exactly the same way as our country. In fact, Europe is going down. The same problems, the same manipulations, the same lies being told to you. Your NAFTA-CAFTA treaties, obviously, are the same as our treaties. It's so clever how they've done this without letting each country know what's happening in the other country.
It's all based upon lies by this small clique controlling both political parties, dedicated not to America, but to the globalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion. We'll be right back with Fern Abbott. Go ahead.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshim, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, and well, Fern, you know, is there any way turning back? Are the English people willing to give up their national sovereignty? Do you think they even understand that their national sovereignty, their way of life, their ability to control their borders, a massive influx of immigration, and their currency, do they understand this is all under attack?
Well, first of all, in England particularly, we do specify a lot, because on the map of Brussels, where we've been regionalised, England has disappeared off the map completely. There is no England anymore in Brussels. We're just regions. So we do tend to specify England, but I mean, it is the whole of the UK that's in the same danger. And no, the people are only just waking up now to it. We do have a really good press over there. Our newspapers, a lot of them do cover this stuff, and they do campaign for the people. In fact, they are our only voice. But having said that, they never quite pass the buck where it belongs. To the EU, they're still very reticent about telling us where all these new laws and regulations, political correctness, whatever's coming from. But basically, the people have been very, very asleep up to now, but they are beginning to wake up. They're beginning to shout. A friend in England told me just yesterday that there's so much political correctness now being thrown at us that the people are beginning to shout no, which is brilliant. As to what to do about it, well, this is what everybody's saying, isn't it? So we vote them out. People have lost all faith in elections. We now have one party, the Lib Lab Con, we call it. Same as you have, just the one party.
Yeah, well, here we have the Republicrats. Republicans,
right, exactly,
and Democrats,
yes.
Both controlled by exactly the same people.
Exactly. We do have one hope, which is our fourth party, the United Kingdom Independence Party, which sprang from the referendum party. That goes back to the days of the common market. And they're the only party we have that says get out of Europe. They are gaining members by the day. They're just, they're now being recognized by the press. They're being recognized on the media, which didn't happen this time last year, because the people are so sort of overwhelmingly leaving the other parties. I just haven't got any faith in anybody anymore. But as you say, that exactly what to do about it, there is a measure they can take in Parliament. If one of the parties that gets into power will repeal one law, we're out. We're just out. But I'm speaking as just a grassroots person. I'm somebody, the woman on the street, this is how I see it. And how I see it is that we just say no. We just stand up there and say to these people, we're not playing your game anymore, we're not in your little club, and we're getting out.
Yes, but of course they hold the reins of power. They have the military, they have the police. They can always stage some sort of a bombing or whatever it would be to rally the people behind them. Oh, you've got to follow us, or the wicked Osama bin Laden is going to take over our country, or something of that sort. He's probably been dead for several months now, but that really doesn't matter. We still keep this specter to rally the people behind the government. It was Plato who said, you know, when the tyrant has defeated the enemy by a treaty or by conquest, and there's nothing to fear from him, then he's always out scaring up another war so we can rally the people behind him. Certainly, they're going to use all sorts of scare tactics to force the British people to go along with them, and Do you have those English, do you have electronic voting machines over in England like we have here that can come up with any sort of count you want? I mean, these are totally corrupt here in the United States. We're not getting fair votes. We need to get back to paper ballots. But you see, the elite doesn't want to. Oh, no, we have to have those electric voting machines like the one they had in Ohio. 800 people registered in the precinct and 4,000 votes for George Bush. And the explanation was, well, the machine had a hiccup. And, you know, people believed it. I mean, do you still have fair votes over in England, do you think?
Yeah, we do have ballot box voting, but they brought in sweeping postal voting, which used to be just for people that were not in the country, couldn't get to the ballot box, and now anybody can use it. And that's been vastly misused. Up in Birmingham particularly, there were investigations, whatever, because of the corruptness, but, of course... Nothing ever happens. It just goes on. They can swing the vote quite easily. I can just read you something here from the last election. On average, each Labour Member of Parliament needs 26,856 votes to get elected, while each Tory, that's the Conservatives, need 44,241 votes. The Liberal Democrats need 98,484 to get elected. And in actual fact, in the last election, more people voted Conservative than voted Labour.
Well, it really didn't matter. How can they rig the elections that way?
Well, it seems a lot of it's done with changing the electoral districts, changing boundaries, that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know the technicalities behind it. I'm not that clever, but a lot of it's done with... yeah, the voting boundaries. If they had proportional representation, in actual fact, the United Kingdom Independence Party, which only has members in the European Parliament up to now, would actually have about 16 in Parliament, because that's the proportion of people that voted for them. And all the people that, in fact, voted... of them have now no voice whatsoever. They're not being heard. Actually, Tony Blair, I believe the actual figure was only about 25% of the people actually voted for him. When you take the people voting for the smaller parties and people that didn't vote at all, he's there just by virtue of 25% of the people.
Well, unfortunately, then, of course, they call it democracy, and after all, this is democracy, and yet they rigged the elections. And here in the United States, only half the people vote. And then, of course, for those people who do vote, why, certainly they divide their vote up between the Democrats and Republicans. And in 2004, we had two members of the same secret society, the Skull and Bones, an ancient, mystical society that originated in Bavaria. And, of course, those people who've been into the tomb in Yale, where Skull and Bones meets, will tell you that the walls are lined with pictures of swastikas. Why? Having nothing to do with Germany, having to do with the fact that the Nazi movement and Skull and Bones both had the same occult origin. That's covered in a book called The Secrets of the Tomb. By Alexandra Robbins, we have interviews with Alexandra Robbins. So if you have two people from the same secret society whose primary loyalty is to that secret society rather than the United States, what choice do you have between the Democrat candidate, John Kerry, and the Republican candidate, George Bush? They're both globalists, both dedicated to the destruction of national sovereignty, just as really is going on over in England. What about the Tories? Certainly don't many people in the Tory Party, at least the leadership of the Tory Party, support this idea of the EU?
I
know that's the reason they got rid of Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, it's quite contentious at the moment about the Conservative Party. They've just had got a new leader elected there, more or less appointed. Yes, there's a lot of dissent within the Conservative Party now because he's very pro-European Union.
Right.
The people around him are all pro-European Union. And they have been warned by him not to take on the EU as any sort of an issue. more or less, you know, they'd lose their jobs if they did. So it's very, very, very contentious issue with them about the EU. So, I mean, literally now, people that want out of the EU have lost their voice completely, apart from the national newspapers.
Sure. Well, as long as they control both political parties, then the people of Great Britain really don't have any means other than this new party. Do you have any idea how many people actually support the new party? Is it, what, about 10%, 5%, what?
I honestly couldn't tell you that.
But you certainly have representatives in the European Union, don't you? Actually, in their parliament?
Yes. They were elected in the European Union parliament. We've got actually 10 members from there. There's one of them is we've got a very strong independent member, Ashley Mote, who's been on your program.
Yes.
Who's quite brilliant. He's an independent member. And one sort of floating one who broke away from the party and formed his own party and then resigned. I'm not quite sure of the update on that one, but initially there were 12 and now there are 10. But they do all work together, and they work, they're working together with the other Eurosceptic members of the other countries. This isn't just our country doing this. This is, sweeps across Europe. We're gathering, representatives, organizations, you know, working together in an organization called TEAM, T-E-A-M, all fighting against the European Constitution, etc.
Well, certainly the French rejected it. I think the Dutch rejected it. But the elite really don't care what the people want. I mean, they're simply going to go around them. They're going to come up with another means to accomplish their goal. And it doesn't matter, you know, whether the vast majority of the people reject this idea of uniting Europe, why they have their objective. I don't think there's any way to stop them, because certainly they control the wealth of Europe, they control the wealth of Great Britain. Why do these people of great wealth want to do away with national sovereignty?
Well, you know, we have the same problems, again, as you have here. Part of it is the taking down of our national borders.
Right.
One day whisper anything to do with immigration and immediately it's racist, xenophobic. In fact, our police now have been told that anything race, hate, xenophobia, etc. has precedence over small crimes. So if literally people now, we're having robberies, we're having muggings, whatever, but if there's no racial hatred or xenophobic connection, they're just not interested. This is coming over really big time now with the people in the street. In fact, the more pressure they put on us, the more it's waking the people up. When they were nice and comfortably jogging along in their nice little lives, you know, nobody really knew what was going on. They didn't take any notice when you tried to tell them. But now it's reaching into every aspect of our lives through political correctness. We had 40,000 diktats through from Brussels. That was up to 2004. Many thousands more have come since then, telling us how to run our lives. A lot of them come through health and safety. I can give you 100 instances on how it's pushing the people. We're just being completely enveloped in legislation. Fined. Everything. You've got litter monitors now that will fine you for dropping litter. In fact, they've been fining children for dropping things out of their baby buggies. They've got spy chips in trash cans now.
Spy chips where?
In trash cans. They're trying this out in one of our councils in the Midlands. The European Union has dictated that all the local councils have to have so much recycling done per year, and in order to do this they're putting pressure on the people to recycle more, so it comes down to the people on the street, and they're trying spy chips in the trash can. So I'm trying to use American terminology for you here, we call it a dustbin, as it goes on the truck it actually weighs the amount of trash, and if it's too much for the person living in that house, because they know whose it is, because of the spy chip, too much rubbish. They say, oh dear, there's only three people living there, shouldn't have that much in the trash can, and there'll be a man knocking on the door saying, can we help you to recycle your rubbish better? I mean, this is the lengths they're going to now.
And of course, then everything is to be regulated, even the amount of waste in your garbage can.
Exactly,
we're going to be back
yes.
here in just a moment.
Yes.
But ladies and gentlemen, what's going on in England foreshadows what's going on here in America.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Fern Abbott. And Fern, I've met, she's helped me schedule people from Great Britain onto our program. She works with the people over there who are trying to awaken the British people what's going on. Just as we're trying to awaken the American people, there is an agenda. It is a hidden agenda. They do not want the American people to understand that NAFTA and CAFTA and the FTAA were all parts of doing away with our national sovereignty. There is a plan to build a North American community. There's a book by that title. It's published by the Council on Foreign Relations. You can go to their website and pull down information on building a North American community. What they want to do is do away with our sovereignty. And with our sovereignty goes the loss of our constitutional protections and our freedom, and, of course, flooding this country with with people with a different language and with a different culture from all over the world, because that's how you destroy a nation. That's what they want to do. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. And the same thing is basically happening in Great Britain. There is a small group over there that works in concert with us. Their group is the Royal Institute for International Affairs. The lead group here in the United States is the Council on Foreign Relations, but they work with the Bilderbergers and the Trilateralists and the Club of Rome and the Royal Institute and with the Masons and with the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians and all the other occult organizations have one thing in common, a new world order, a common world government under a ruling elite. And when you understand that, things begin to make sense. But nobody's going to tell you that. Nobody's going to tell you that the major driving force behind immigration and opening up our borders is globalism to destroy our nation. Oh, no, we're going to argue, should we have a 300-mile fence? Should we have a 500-mile fence? Certainly, nobody is suggesting we build a 2,000-mile fence, because with a 300-mile fence, people can go around it. With a 500-mile fence, people can go around it. When the Romans built a fence across Great Britain to keep out the hordes from the north, in the first century, they didn't build a fence partway across Great Britain. They built it all the way across Great Britain because they wanted to keep out the people from the north. But shucks, here 2,000 years later, we can't figure out how to build a fence, and we don't have enough money to do it anyway because we're spending it all over there in Iraq, and so we're going to put a lot of people with automatic weapons down on the border, National Guard, but we're not going to let them really be border guards. They're simply going to be down there to, well, I don't know what they're going to be doing down there. Certainly they're not trained as border guards, but it's going to make the American people feel that we're doing something. You've always got to get the American people feeling we're doing something. We're really not doing anything at all. It's all a matter of illusion and delusion, deceiving the American people. Well, our telephone number, if you have a question for Fern, is certainly 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Fern, are you going to be able to stop the destruction of Great Britain? What are your thoughts?
Well, the people are waking up now. They're having so much political correctness thrown at them. This is the thing that's been a catalyst to really getting them aware of what's happening to them. It's just reaching into their homes now, into the very heart of their lives. Before it was, speaking as a woman on the street, before it was all over their heads. It was all politics. It was things going on. It was a bit vague and something uncomfortable they didn't like. And, they say it's the European Union doing this. But now the tentacles have reached right into their homes. This political correctness nonsense has us afraid to walk the streets almost with danger of being fined for something. There's so many petty rules and regulations, you wouldn't believe. The state, in fact, has actually said, the minister of... we have a children's minister appointed by Tony Blair, and she has actually said that the state has the right to intervene in family life. And this is exactly what they believe now.
Well, of course, they do that here in the United States, and they always use this term child abuse. If you slap your child when they need to be slapped or spank them when they need to be spanked, that's child abuse.
Let me tell you, we signed away, signed into the Human Rights Act. I can't tell you the exact year, but it was several years ago. You have to have signed that to belong to the EU. It's not officially an EU measure, but you have to belong or you can't be in the EU. Now, that gives everybody rights, human rights, as it says. Children have rights, animals have rights. The children's quite right, they have rights. Well, our underage pregnant children can now go to their school nurse and arrange an abortion, and the mothers don't have to be told. There's been several cases where this has actually happened. It's been contested in the courts, and the decision was upheld that the parents don't have to be told. Yet by the same rules and regulations, if that same child plays truant from school, the mother or the father can be actually put in prison for not sending their child to school. And though, again, if that same child cuts a knee in school, you can't have a Band-Aid put on by any school staff. They have to call the parents in to come and put a Band-Aid on in case a child's allergic or comes to some harm through that Band-Aid. You can see it's everything's contradictory. There's a lot of rules and regulations out there that are kind of fighting against each other. It's just getting everybody so confused that eventually you get too frightened to do anything.
Well, of course, that's part of the program. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yes.
They want people to be confused. They want people to be so confused that they will be terrified to take a stand on any issue because everything is contradictory. They're playing games with the minds of the people in your country and in our country because there's a common denominator between the two countries. The fate of Great Britain and the fate of the United States are intertwined, and they always have been, going back the time of the American Revolution, and then, of course, when Cecil Rhodes, back in 1891, created a secret society with the ultimate goal of bringing England and America back together, and, of course, of doing the American Revolution, and then America and the Great Britain were to lead the world in this wonderful new utopian society. And where we would crush anybody in the world who didn't want us to impose democracy on their country. And we can see what great job we're doing with democracy in Egypt, where we give them $3 billion a year, and they simply arrest or kill anybody who stands up against the country. And the same thing in Pakistan. Isn't democracy wonderful? And, of course, in Iraq today, a third of the middle class, 1.85 million people have fled Iraq, and these are the middle class, and this is all in recent months. 1.85 million, the middle class, a quarter of the middle class has fled the country because we've created such a wonderful utopia there, and everybody is so happy, and they're welcoming us with open arms, and they're fleeing the country, and of course, probably two-thirds of the Christians have fled the country because they realize, of course, they're going to bring in Sharia law that will give them no rights at all. At least under Saddam Hussein, as corrupt as he was, the Christians could live there and exist. We'll be right back with Fern, and welcome your calls to the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Thank you.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Fern Abbott. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Well, Fern, do you see similarities between what's going on in Great Britain and what's going on here?
I do, everywhere I look. This is why my husband and I, it's our dedicated project now when we come over from England to here, is to try and tell the American people what's happening over there. And when we go back to the UK, we tell them what's happening over here, because it's been a very close-kept secret between the two countries not to let the information out. The people in the UK are absolutely shocked to find out there's any problems here in that way. And it's equally the same, the people in America. I've found that it's kind of important to tell the people here about the little things that are going on. Our political correctness, for instance. A lot of people here are aware of the bigger scene. They seem to be becoming aware of the New World Order, the big picture, but don't realize how that can affect you in everyday living. Our country is further down the road to your country, and it's as if we're giving you a warning here. If you don't do something very, very soon, if you don't stand up to these guys, they're going to do this to you. You're going to be shackled completely by rules, regulations, diktats. It's happening. We are becoming a police state.
Amen to that. And that's really what it's all about, in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, hiding in a cave in Pakistan, or maybe long since dead, doesn't really matter. We have the perception that he's a threat to us, and so we've got to give up our freedom, and we've got to have dossiers collected by the NSA and the military and the FBI and the CIA. We've got to have dossiers on every citizen in the United States. And then we're all going to have an ID card. I wonder how many of our listeners have seen all these ads on television about identity theft. Oh, they have a man who talks like a woman and a woman who talks like a man. They're going to steal your identity. Now, they don't tell you the solution to that. Of course, you're going to have a chip. That's the only solution. Last night we heard that some employee of the Veterans Administration or the military had taken his computer home so he could do work at home on the computer. He took his government computer home, and somebody stole the computer and the names and addresses and Social Security numbers of 26 million American veterans. Oh, but what's the solution? Why, of course, we'll just give everybody a chip. Ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. They have a plan, and they're trying to convince us to go along with the plan. When will the American people wake up? When will they start asking, why is a Citibank spending so much money on these ads on identity theft? How are they going to make any money from that? They're not going to. They're trying to convince us that we're going to have an alternative means of keeping those wicked people from stealing our identity. Wouldn't a chip or something like that be so much more efficient? Are they doing anything like that over in Great Britain, Fern?
Exactly the same, yes. We're having a massive debates in Parliament now, and the ID card has kind of sleezed through by just one or two votes here and there. The people are really against it, but the people have not been told that this is coming from an EU directive. It's not a British chip, it's a EU. It's going to be an identity card sweeping right across Europe. We already have and they're changing to a European driving license. We have European passports now, and this will be a European identity card. Now, it has been actually admitted that if we don't pass and approve it, they're going to force it into law anyway.
So it really doesn't matter what your elected representatives want. The Olympians, the rulers of the world, they have their plan, and your elected representatives better go along with it or else.
Exactly. Our mode of persuasion over in the UK is immigration, because that's the overriding issue at the moment. An overcrowded country, and they're putting this forward as the terrorism didn't work, by the way. As with here, they tried the terrorist ploy to get us frightened. Didn't work, so now they're going for the immigration one. Rather than lack of identity, having your identity stolen, it's down to so we know who should be here and who shouldn't.
Sure, man. That identity theft, terrible, terrible thing. Mm-hmm. And see, this government employee took his computer home. See, why didn't he just take a disk home instead of a whole computer? Oh, shucks, he shouldn't have done it. But who's got those identities of all those 26 million veterans? Maybe they've got your identity, and you know what that means. They can, of course, you know, they know your Social Security number. They know all those things about you. And I wonder how many people honestly believe somebody took a computer home from the office so they could do a little bit of work over the weekend or something. Come on now. This is sort of like, you know, suddenly after 5 years in office, President Bush wants to really do something to guard our borders, but it's all really about getting the immigration bill through. They're not interested in guarding the borders. If he was, why didn't he do it 5 years ago? Wasn't there a problem 5 years ago? Of course there was. But they're playing games with the minds of the American people, just like they're playing games with the minds of the people of Europe and of Great Britain. But this is a worldwide program. Everything is to be under the control of the new feudal lords. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the average American to understand what this is all about. So, Fern, are we going to be able to turn it around?
Yes, I think we are. The people are getting really angry now. And I would say to the American people also, don't just get angry and talk to each other. Join something. Join a group, join an organization, and become a big voice. Really, you know, work for it. If you think something is wrong, talk to people. Yes, yeah, spread the word, but join something. But, yeah, the European Union is going to implode. It will fall down. It's beginning to already. It's cracking in the middle. Something that evil cannot survive.
And evil is the word to describe it. God bless you, Fern. I'll be looking forward to seeing you at the Conspiracy Conference this weekend in Santa Clara. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, bye.
And we'll be right back in just a moment here. Wrap up this morning's program.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Now, I should mention, I will be speaking this Saturday at the Conspiracy Conference, going to be held in Santa Clara in California, And I'm giving the first talk on Saturday morning at 8:30. Don't know if any of you are there in Colorado are interested in going. If you are, you can always call our 800 number and we can give you more details on it. Some fascinating people that I really think are great leaders will be speaking. Some people I don't like are going to be there. But you will see the other side. You will see the people there who are truly involved in Satanism and the alien people and the reptilian people and all sorts of crazy things, because they don't recognize this is all satanic and there really is a Luciferian conspiracy. And what is the representation of Satan? Why, the reptile, the serpent. And this is what it's all about. We're involved in a spiritual battle, and most people don't even understand that Satan has his representatives here. They're working at every level of our life. They're working in Hollywood. They're working in the media. They're working in our government. And their goal, a new world order and the destruction of Christianity. And Christianity, you can see, under attack from all sides, the tremendous publicity, free publicity for the Da Vinci Code movie. Why? Because it undermines belief in the Christian story. It undermines belief in Christianity. So when you understand that, you can see so much of what's going on today. Now, if you'd like to get more information about what's going on, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our new video on the World Revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Smith, American ambassador to Cuba at the time. We intentionally turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro. And all this idea, he's our enemy. If he's our enemy, why is he meeting with David Rockefeller? Why is David Rockefeller's daughter such a good friend of Fidel Castro? Remember, David Rockefeller is the most wealthy man in the world today. Certainly the most wealthy man in the United States. So why do they keep talking about Warren Buffett and Bill Gates? Why, very simply, because they don't want you to know who's really running things. But if you have any question, get David Rockefeller's memoirs and read, starting with page 404 and 405, and he will tell you he's part of a cabal that is conspiring to bring about a world government. And he admits to being part of a cabal. That's page 405. Get it, read it, understand what we're telling you. David Rockefeller was the chairman of the board of the Council on Foreign Relations for 15 or 18 years, something like that. You know, chairman of the board of the Chase Manhattan Bank, a gentleman who is totally dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. He organized the Trilateral Commission, and you know what their logo is? A circle with three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. That's what it's all about. Until people understand that, but you've got to help us get the information out. I can't do much more on my own 5 hours a day on the radio. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We, quite frankly, need your help to continue the maintaining the 60 stations and outlets we have every single week, where at least people are getting some of the truth about what's going on. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. Join us this May 20th as we mark the third annual observance of the International Day of Prayer for the Peace of Jerusalem. How can you participate? Simply pray to God for the peace of Jerusalem on May 20th. Gather in your congregations. Join people all over the world who are offering prayers. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior...